The inherent nature within every single one of us is inherently good. Why is it that we don't notice this, or we're not aware of our inherent goodness? Is because we're caught up in all of our habits. What is one of those strongest habits is this self-grasping, the selfishness of ours. And due to the self-grasping, we indulge in, or we follow these habits of attachment, anger, arrogance, jealousy, and this is due to our ignorance. We don't truly understand our true nature. We've become so used to these habits of ours, these conceptual thoughts, these discriminatory thoughts, all of these fabrications in our mind, all of these negative emotions, that we just naturally fall into them. We naturally give them energy, we follow them, get involved in them, without even really noticing that we're doing this. And as a result, we think, this is who I am. We accept this as being ourselves. We accept these habits as being who we truly are. Many people have the tendency to follow and get involved in and indulge in negative tendencies. An example of this is that if somebody is complimented or praised 20 times, however, somebody or two people say two or three negative things, what do? They harbor those thoughts of what the negative things were that people said to them. And this is what they keep in their mind, and this is what they think about over and over again. Instead of thinking about and being happy with those 19 or 20 compliments or the praise of other people, they indulge in those thoughts about what people said were negative about them. How many of you have this tendency? Another example is when we are having conversations with other people. How often do we talk about what is good, what we have to be grateful about, what is going well, how fortunate we are? And how often do our conversations tend to what is negative, the bad news, what's not going well, criticizing other people, judging other people, looking at their faults? The more and more we talk about something, the more and more it has the opportunity to become entrenched into our mind stream. Some people have become so used to their good fortune, how lucky they are, all the benefits and enjoyments they have, that they take them for granted. They don't notice them anymore. In addition, many people compare themselves to others, what other people have. And because they see what other people have, they feel dissatisfied with what they've got, or they start thinking, oh, I need this or I need that to be happy. And because they are thinking about all the things that they still want or they feel that they need, they don't appreciate and enjoy what they already have. And who do we usually compare ourselves to? Is the people that are wealthier than us. And we wish to have what they've got, or what we see is what is on the TV or what is in the advertisements. And so we think, or we believe, that these are the things that are going to make us happy if we have those things. How often do we compare our lives to those people possibly in Africa or parts of Asia, who are incredibly poor? They really have so little. And then if we compare what we've got compared to what they've got, then instead of thinking, I still need this to be happy or that to be happy, we can think, wow, actually, I am really so fortunate. I really have so much to be grateful for and to be happy with. We just habitually get so involved in all of these thoughts of ours, these discriminations, these comparisons, all of these worries and anxieties, that even a simple thing like having our breakfast or having a cup of tea or a fruit juice or a cup of coffee, we don't enjoy. Why not? Is because we are thinking about possibly what needs to be done at work, what needs to be done later in the day, all of those responsibilities. In reality, we could be just there in the present, enjoying just those simple things of being able to have a meal and to have something to drink and to feel very fortunate about it. It isn't complicated, is it? We allow these negative things or the unhappy things that are going on in our life to dominate our mind. These are the thought patterns that are dominating our daily activities. Instead of taking stock of and being aware of everything that we have to be grateful for that is going well and for which we have that we're very fortunate to have. An example of this is that maybe our relationship is going quite well, we have good health, we have food to eat, we have a place to stay, we have friends. However, something is not going well at work. Or maybe we could change that and say, everything is going well at work, but maybe there's a few difficulties in the relationship. What happens? What is dominating our mind? Are we thinking about, actually, overall, my life is very good. However, I have a few concerns at work or I have a few concerns in my relationship. And then everything is quite acceptable. However, for many people, what they do is they focus on those few negative aspects in their life. And this is what's dominating their mind. My work is not going well or my relationship is not going well. And as a result, they become unhappy. And this also then affects the other parts of their life. And while you allow these negative or unhappy thoughts to dominate your time, most of what you're thinking about, then naturally you are going to feel unhappier. And this also affects not only your emotional and mental well-being, it also affects your physical well-being. And the more and more people indulge in these negative or unhappy thoughts, they become unhappier and unhappier. And then this is predominantly all that they're thinking about. And then they think that life is very unhappy and unfair. And maybe they even become depressed and possibly even in worst case scenarios, commit suicide. They become so caught up in their unhappy and negative thoughts that they don't see all of the potential happiness, all the things to be grateful for, all the possibilities that they really have. People may even be very successful or relatively successful. However, all they're thinking about is those unhappy thoughts and they become unhappy or depressed. It's really important to maintain your awareness about what is going on in your own mind stream and what sort of habits you are indulging in. Positive thoughts or negative thoughts? Are you starting to get to know and recognize those inherent good qualities within yourself? And they're right there. You don't have to go searching externally for them. So many people are pursuing all their happinesses externally, outside of themselves. They don't look within themselves. These qualities are there. They're just like if you sit down to meditation and you're just in awareness, and then sounds will come to you. They naturally come to you. You don't have to go searching for the sounds. Similarly, when we open our eyes, there's a world that presents itself to us. We don't have to go searching for that world. We just open our eyes and the world is there. It's like if you're searching for a thief, the thief is in your house. However, you are searching everywhere outside for the thief. Naturally, you don't find the thief. Or when you put a pen behind your ear and then you look all over, where did I put my pen? Where did I put my pen? Meanwhile, the pen has been with you all the time. You're just looking in the wrong place. It also helps to remind ourselves of some of the basic truths. One of those is that every single one of us wishes to be happy. Not one of us wants to suffer.